This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Caritas Europa and its local partners have called on the French and Italian governments to take action to respect the human dignity and fundamental rights of migrants stuck in the Italian border town of Ventimiglia. Caritas says more than 1,000 migrants are stranded in dire conditions in Ventimiglia after having been denied entry into France by border police, escalating tensions between the two countries over the free movement of migrants to northern Europe. Marie Tempesta is the Policy and Advocacy Officer for Caritas Europa, and she spoke to me earlier about this issue.
The situation is almost disastrous. Before the church was open for them to sleep there, they had to sleep outside. Now some of them can sleep in the church, but of course there are thousands of them, so it's too small for everyone to sleep there. So some people are still sleeping outside. The hygiene conditions are really bad. We have only a few showers in the church basement, and it's the only place where the migrants and the asylum seekers can have a shower. So Caritas Ventimiglia and Caritas Nice, Caritas Monaco try to distribute hygiene kits with basic items you need, but that's basically it. Every service that is provided to migrants are provided by civil society. I also know that the Red Cross, for instance, and Médecins du Monde are providing some services regarding health, but it's not enough. It's not as if it was a reception center, and it's really what we would like to have that could provide for the basic needs of asylum seekers there.
So you're saying that all the help they're getting is coming from the private sector, from the church or other NGOs, but are the state authorities or local government authorities not helping in any way whatsoever?
They were not helping at first. Now I heard from my colleague from Caritas Ventimiglia that the local authority and the prefecture, the state representative at the local level, had agreed to open again the reception center. There was a reception center some years ago, and then it was closed because apparently it hadn't used anymore. But of course, when the asylum seekers started to come again, there was nothing to help them.
You talked about thousands of migrants that are stranded in the Ventimiglia area. Do you have any idea of the exact number, and is that number increasing?
Once again, from our colleagues on the ground, there are around 1,000 in the town of Ventimiglia, and it is increasing in the last weeks and the last days.
This situation concerning the migrants has caused tensions between Italy and France. How hopeful are you that they will heed your request to take action to alleviate their plight?
We are trying to do our best to convince them that any long-term effective solution will be based on solidarity. There is no other way we are going to solve the situation, the current situation in Greece, in Calais, in Ventimiglia. Solidarity is even in the Treaty of the EU, in the Article 80, so we are really basing our call on more solidarity on this treaty, and we are asking the member states of the EU to respect the treaty that they signed and on which they agreed, and to show that they can act in solidarity. This situation is not a crisis situation. It's a crisis because we want it to be a crisis. We have the means to solve it, and the means is solidarity.
Are you disappointed at times there in Caritas about general attitudes towards the migrant crisis, both in the EU as a whole and on the part of individual EU nations? Do you feel that a lot of them are just trying to pass the buck or shut their eyes to it?
Yes, of course, this issue of solidarity is really big, and we don't want to point at one member state, because it's everyone who is trying to avoid its responsibility by saying it's the fault of the EU or we should ask the third countries to do more. That's also one of our concerns, is that rather than using solidarity within the EU, the EU is asking the third countries to take the migrants and to take the asylum seekers and to prevent them from coming to the EU. I mean, this kind of externalization of the management of borders is really clear in all the proposals of the Commission that have been issued in the last weeks or months. And we are really fighting against that, because the EU must use solidarity within the EU, solidarity with asylum seekers and migrants, and solidarity with third countries, which are already taking more than their share. when it comes to migration.
Coming back to the situation in Ventimiglia, or even in Cali for that matter, how would you describe the attitude of the local population there towards these migrants?
What we have seen is that the local NGOs, for instance, have been really, really doing an amazing job to try and help migrants, both in Cali and in Ventimiglia. This is really good to see that local NGOs, local people can mobilize and help other people. And what we have seen in particular, last autumn, for instance, when the situation was so difficult in Greece, is that contrary to what is perceived in the national government, we know that people are really mobilizing to really help the migrants. And during last autumn, we received so many applications for volunteering, for helping migrants, for receiving a family in one's home or things like that. So we know that actually the citizens can be mobilized on this issue. It's just that national governments have these perceptions that everyone is against migration, which is definitely not the case.
I was speaking there to Mary Tempesta, Policy and Advocacy Officer for Caritas Europa.